This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Holiday shopping choices include the malls, shopping centers, big boxes, and that little specialty shop around the corner. So on this Bottom Line, we're talking about those holiday shopping choices with Paul DeRoche, Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back, Paul.
Good to be with you, gentlemen.
You have Black Friday, you have Cyber Monday, you have other things attached to the holiday shopping experience. Reports indicate the numbers may be down for the brick-and-mortar shoppers. Any thoughts, any thinking about that?
Yes. Well, if you sold clothes, any type of apparel, sales were down because all of a sudden, this year more than ever in the past, the millennials, the young people, do not want to spend their money on a shirt or a tie or a coat. They want to buy an iPad, a tablet, a smartphone. So we saw where the big box stores who sold clothes, their sales were down slightly. On the other hand, Best Buy, Walmarts, and others who sold smartphones, their sales were up. And if you look at Cyber Monday, where $3 billion worth of purchases were made throughout the country, it's a credible scenario that we haven't seen in the past.
Millennials have been a target for clothing and shopping and apparel
Correct.
In the past for decades.
Correct.
So now there's a shift.
Now there's a shift. And the interesting shift is because there's a new product out there that's called a smartphone or a tablet, and they'd rather use their money for that now than on their clothes. That's what we're finding out.
Paul, what did you find on the local scene? I mean, you know, when you talk about national retailers, national, you know, dry goods retailers, we see that they had issues. But what about, for instance, in Rhode Island, it's been noted in national media that it's a great place for shopping local. There are specialty shops. Do you have a sense of whether those local small shops were affected in the same way as the big stores?
No, a little different because the small shops had some rallies in the last 3 weeks. Fellows like Mark Haywood from the Small Business Administration had a rally on Main Street in East Greenwich the day before Thanksgiving to help promote small businesses. And so I think in Rhode Island that small businesses had a good Black Friday because of this promotion from local. Senator Jack Reed was out there promoting it in Senator Whitehouse. So I think people were getting more involved to help small people because we're such a small state. Some of the things we learned after this week went by is that people are more comfortable shopping now than they were in the past. It seems they're more relaxed. They know how to buy online. Buying online has had a tremendous impact on any type of sales. When you look at those sales, and I hate to keep repeating it, $3 billion, that's a lot of money. And the small businesses probably got hurt by that particular feel.
Well, sometimes a shopper would come in and just check out inventory, check out articles,
right.
and not even buy it at that store,
that's
large
right.
or small, would just
yeah.
go home and go online and buy
yeah.
it.
But remember, let's put the millennials aside now. There is an age of people who want to go into a store and see the product. It's like if you're a golfer and you're going to buy a driver, you want to hold it in your hands. That's where the stores have the advantage. Because if you buy it online, then you get it back. Then you have to ship it back if you don't like it. So there's still the advantage of people walking in to small business stores or big box stores looking at the product and buying it.
I think you're underscoring what you were talking about earlier with electronics. I mean, millennials are purchasing electronics because they're an experience. And so you talk about a golf club. That's an experience. You
yeah.
know, when it's something that it's almost a commodity, whether it's socks or a book or something else where it's interchangeable, it seems to me that that's where online shopping is going to go. But when there's an experience involved with whatever the purchase is, you're saying that that's when a local merchant has an advantage.
A big advantage, yeah.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're talking about holiday shopping choices with Paul DeRoche of the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. There is also a message going on about shopping locally in that you keep the money in town. If you go to a big box, the money eventually goes out of town.
That's true. And that's what we at the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce, we promote buying local every day. Because you're not only buying a product and helping a small business person in Rhode Island, but you're also collecting sales tax. And, you know, the more money that comes into the coffers up at the State House, the better they'll be able to manage a budget when they sit down after the first of the year and the General Assembly's back in session.
Paul, do you see the rest of the holiday shopping season sort of playing out similarly to what already started with Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Or do you think, do you get a sense that it might change a little bit?
No, I don't get a sense it's going to change. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm out there. I think the sales that companies are offering the consumer now, 20% yesterday, down 25% tomorrow, and maybe 30%. So there's a lot of marketing by big box retailers and by small retailers too. But no, I think we're going to have a healthy 5% increase over last year.
It's interesting. You were talking about promotional activity, right?
Right.
So generally, when people start marking down their prices early, that's not a good sign because it means that they're desperate for sales. So are you saying that the volume, the unit volume will be up, but will the dollar value be up as well?
Oh, the dollar volume probably for the manufacturer and the retailer will be down. But don't forget, we have 3 more weeks to go, Mark, and we've got to start getting merchandise out of the stores. We got a great kick when we kicked off on Black Friday. Monday helped us out, but I'm confident between now and the 24th, sales are going to be good, and I'm predicting 4-5% increase.
Paul, how can a local merchant, maybe in business for his or herself, with perhaps a low PR budget, attract customers?
Well, that's a problem being a local merchant. How do I attract? I'm wanting a store. I have 2 people. I have just so much merchandise. The way you do it, because we're such a small state and we all know each other, is to bring in the politicians and have a local politician come to your store or bring in your neighbors or your friends. That's the only way you're going to do it. Everybody knows everybody in this state of Rhode Island. So they have to do it by getting a hold of the family, friends, and relatives to come to their store. Where if you went to a big box like Walmart, I mean, they've been spending money like crazy on advertising.
Okay, we've been talking about holiday shopping choices with Paul DeRoche of the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, Paul.
Great. Great to be here. Thank you.
And thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.